now at Black Bear Diner. Enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Biggest threat in the world today?
Israel and USA.
So when they try to isolate the Palestinian resistance and vilify it, what are we going to do? We're going to fight back, right?
That's a Free Palestine crowd in Boston. Their chant was, if you couldn't hear it, biggest threat in the world today, Israel and the USA.
As Ilya Shapiro put it, if there is a single foreign national in that crowd espousing pro-terrorist views, deport them immediately. That's what the law says. That is federal law.
So I know we're going to go this direction, but I came across this tweet. I think maybe colleges need to do a one-word vocabulary test where they ask freshmen to define the word violence and offer remedial classes to people who think a rescinded job offer is violence, but what Hamas did to Israeli civilians is not. And that was linked to the story of NYU law students say classmate losing job offer over pro-Hamas statement is violence. So a rescinded job offer is violence. Decapitating babies is not violence.
There needs to be a better word for the stupidity that comes from intellectualism. And I don't mean learning or reading or curiosity. I mean the sort of, far left university intellectualism we're seeing these days, because it utterly unplugs your intelligence. It's amazing. I mean, that is on its face idiotic to say that. And yet they do, seriously, and get, oh, yeah, you're right, yay, let's chant.
I saw another video, I think this was NYU, but another video of a college student going around tearing down the posters of the missing Israelis that have been posted.
That was a professor in New York.
And somebody said something to him, and they said, they just bombed a hospital. Of course, you know, he was looking at his own New York Times headline, which said, Israel bombed a hospital. But... so those very kind of universities were claiming all kinds of crap about if you misgender somebody, that's violence. You know, we need to have safe spaces from this or that. We can't have tests the day after this news story came out because we're too rattled or all kinds of different things.
No, it was all crap. It was all an effort to gain and exercise power. I want to get into that a little more thoroughly. Yeah, but yeah, those sacred principles and the speech is violence and all, that was just crap that counts on you being a good person and a moral person. And when you're told doing this is immoral, you think, oh my gosh, is it? Let me think about that. Okay. If you seem really angry about it, so I guess it's immoral. No. They're exploiting your goodness. Anyway, more on that to come.
Yeah, I don't believe in the whole unsafe thing that much, but if you're a Jewish student and they're tearing down posters of missing Jews who may be already being tortured by Hamas, I don't know how safe you'd feel at that campus.
You have campus organizations dedicated to eliminating Israel, which often is extended to the Jewish people. Okay, yeah, you're supposed to feel safe. So excuse the jumping aroundy nature of this, but I've got a bunch of different stuff that kind of fits the same theme. This is the most Orwellian thing I've ever heard. The Telegraph, UK, trying to cancel Orwell with the headline, George Orwell was sadistic, misogynistic, homophobic, and sometimes violent, according to the story. Which, readers added context, which is the new thing on Twitter, or call it X, where people can jump in and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they point out the headline's an extract from a book written by one woman that is trying to assert that the characters in George Orwell's fictional works are a reflection of his actual personality.
All right.
And there is no documented evidence. But for whatever reason, the Telegraph UK tried to cancel Orwell. Oh, you're going to cite Orwell? He was a misogynist, a homophobe, and sometimes violent. They're trying to actually cancel Orwell, which is the most Orwellian thing ever.
Based on having characters that were misogynist, violent, whatever, in fiction. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's Orwellian.
From the New York Times, after writing an anti-Israel letter, Harvard students feel the repercussions. It's the backlash against the coalition of more than 30 student groups that posted that open letter on the night of the Hamas slaughter, saying that Israel was entirely responsible for the violence that ended up leaving more than 1,400 dead, most of them civilians. Now, they mentioned a bunch of different backlashes, including the doxing truck. I am not in favor of doxing people, particularly dopey college kids who are still trying to figure out life. I will go up against them in the arena of ideas and convince them they're wrong. I don't need angry people to know where their sister goes to high school, because that sort of thing is happening. Speaking of, are you going to abandon your principles because the other side has? I won't. But it's also gotten more complicated than that, because you have multiple folks from the University of Pennsylvania, notable alums, saying, I've closed my checkbook until you, the president of the university, are gone. You have some Harvard leaders, board members, Lawrence Summers, former Harvard president. Harvard president criticized the leadership for their delayed response. They said it was pathetic. Multiple firms now are rescinding job offers to the Harvard students who signed those letters, saying, we don't want to work with anybody who is pro-terrorism or pro the slaughter of civilians.
That's pretty bold. I didn't think that would happen.
I didn't either. I think, like I said last hour, this light is so bright shining on the far left on university campuses, people are realizing, oh, Armstrong and Getty and people like them who've been calling these people neo-Marxist lunatics haven't been wrong. In fact, they were right. These people are dangerous. This article in the New York Times quotes, what is this guy's first name? Meyer. He was the former editor of the conservative Stanford Review, but he's a staunch defender of free speech. He says, at one point I defended critics of Israel against what I called right-wing cancel culture. But if you're a member of an organization that advocates terrorism in your name, you aren't just a sitting duck, you're a person with agency. You can say, I disavow this. These are Harvard students we're talking about. They need to be held to a higher standard. Then they get into the complexities of cancel culture versus taking responsibility for what you've said. Let's see. Nadine Strossen, former president of the American Civil Liberties Union, called the student's statement deplorable, but said that was beside the point. Collecting names sounds like a throwback to the McCarthy era blacklist, she said. Latest list could muzzle not only these students, but also those who might share more thoughtful and less categorical pronouncements. They're just afraid to speak out, period. That's what I object to. Then she says, the concept of proportionality, elusive as it is woven into the very fabric of not only American law, but international human rights law. But then went on to point out that Harvard, which said, no, we got to let these people do it because we value free speech, just finished dead last in Fire.org's rating of colleges for free speech protection.
By the way, to give you an idea what outliers these college students are, the smartest and brightest people in our country that are going to be our future leaders, this Queen of PIAC poll that came out, voters think supporting Israel is in the national interest of the United States, overwhelmingly all parties. So do you think supporting Israel is in the national interest of the United States? Republicans, it's 84-12. Democrats, it's 76-17. independent 74-19. So overall for the country, it's about 80-20.
Yeah.
Not even close. Think supporting Israel is in the national interest of the United States. But it's overwhelmingly popular on our college campuses. The more elite, the more popular.
At the University of Michigan, a business professor smirked in photos as he ripped down posters with names and photos of some of the 199 people whom Hamas took hostage. At Cornell, a laughably named diversity and inclusion officer took to his social media to celebrate the Hamas attacks. Hamas attacks is resistance. Other such revolting garbage occurred at the University of Virginia, Stanford, George Washington, Swarthmore, and a host of other elite schools. Huge pushback, though, from major donors at the University of Pennsylvania, for instance. We mentioned John Huntsman, who wrote a scathing indictment. To the outsider, it appears that Penn has become deeply adrift in ways that make it almost unrecognizable. Moral relativism has fueled the university's race to the bottom, and sadly now has reached a point where remaining impartial is no longer an option. Silence is anti-Semitism, and anti-Semitism is hate, the very thing higher ed was built to obviate. Worth mentioning that when George Floyd was murdered, then-Harvard President Lawrence Bacall couldn't wait to issue a 600-word personal statement about the senseless killing and harangue leaders for not bringing people together. But on this, he has been silent.
Dang it, that's interesting. So that guy was a diversity inclusion officer?
Yes.
Who believed Hamas was in the right to do what they did? That's absolutely amazing. So you've been going around spouting that crap about safe spaces and speeches, violence, and all those different things, and you come out on the side of Hamas. Wow! Right. I hope everybody wakes up to that, but I don't think it's going to work. I think that tactic is still going to be powerful for a long time. That
I believe in treating everybody the same and giving their constitutional rights, but I've been saying forever, diversity is not about diversity at all. It's about shoving aside or silencing white people. Equity is socialism, and inclusion only means people who agree with me. Top U.S. law firm Davis Polk announced in an internal email that it had rescinded letters of employment for three law students at Harvard University and Columbia University who signed on to organizational statements regarding Israel. Let's see. Billionaire Victoria's Secret founder Leslie Wexler has officially cut all ties and financial support in Harvard in a blistering letter.
I think this will get their attention, won't it? Won't the big donors cutting back? I don't know. On one hand, they seem to really care about that sort of thing because they let all the rich people's kids in.
Right.
On the other hand, we keep hearing about their endowments. So they have how many billions of dollars? How much money do you need to run a university?
Said Wexner, quote, "We are stunned and sickened by the dismal failure of Harvard's leadership to take a clear and unequivocal stance against the barbaric murders of innocent Israeli civilians. Harvard's leadership were indeed tiptoeing, equivocating, and we, like former Harvard President Larry Summers, cannot, quote, fathom the administration's failure to disassociate the university and condemn the statements swiftly. That should not have been that hard. In the absence of this clear moral stand, we have determined that the Harvard Kennedy School and the Wexner Foundation are no longer compatible partners." Wait, there's more. Another major Penn donor, David Magerman, says he will no longer support the university. "I'm deeply ashamed of my association with the University of Pennsylvania. I refuse to donate another dollar to Penn. There's no action at Penn, no action anyone at Penn can take to change that." Jonathan Jacobson of High Sage Ventures, who has given tens of millions of dollars, tens of millions, if you can imagine that, to Penn, has closed his checkbook, calls the president, McGill, feckless and laughable, rakes him up and down over the coals for two full pages. Then a final thought on this topic, as the clock is running low. From the Wall Street Journal, they have a serious problem in Germany, a serious cultural issue. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there are strict laws against public anti-Semitism in Germany, such as the horrific scar of the Holocaust upon their land. Well, Angela Merkel imported many, many thousands of immigrants from the Muslim world who are now marching through the streets chanting death to Israel, death to the Jews. And Germany's not quite sure what to do about it.
That's a problem.
That's a hell of a problem.
Anyway, we can shift gears for a little while from this stuff. The president is speaking. If he says anything interesting or horrifying or embarrassing, we will bring that to you.
And the fascinating legal tale that pulls in, I think, every big issue of the day except Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
We've got that on the way, too. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
At SimpliSafe, our award-winning home security has advanced sensors, HD cameras, and now this, 24/7 live guard protection, only from SimpliSafe. Monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Now get 45% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bank giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Commercial break. I don't want to. I won't enjoy it or anything, but I have no free will, so I'm just going to slug you right in the head. So look forward to that coming up.
The classic right, so Jack, college free will argument. How about if I punch you in the face?
Back in the day, I used to write screenplays. I never got anything produced, but it was a good exercise. It was good for my brain. It was a challenge, and I'm going to start doing something like that again soon. In fact, I've kind of started. But when you're writing a screenplay, unless you're going to write like a really experimental, challenging art house thing, it can't get too complicated, the plot. Otherwise, people are going to be like, what? Why is he? You lose people.
Boy meets girl. Girl falls in love.
What next? What next? Anyway, take a gander at how many different elements there are in this that are kind of grabbers. Famous rapper, there's one. I don't know this guy, but Praz Michelle of the Fugees. Okay. You remember the Fugees back in the day? Yeah, they're a good group. He was convicted in April of taking part in an extensive conspiracy to launder money, essentially. Okay, so you got a famous rapper laundering about $88 million.
Wow.
In foreign funds from China, Chinese communist tied sources to make unlawful campaign contributions for Barack Obama. We're definitely getting into the, wait a minute, he did what now? Why? So you got a rapper hiding money from communists to finance Obama's campaign. You thought that's it, didn't you? You thought old Uncle Joe had overpromised and underdelivered. Well, you're wrong. So now the famous guy from the Fugees wants a new trial because his defense attorney apparently used an experimental AI program to write his closing argument because he, the attorney, is trying to market this AI to other attorneys and use the fact that he wrote Mr. Michelle's closing argument to market his AI thing.
And so because he lost, they're making the argument that wasn't good representation. He used AI. Is that what he's claiming?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's saying, look, I didn't know this dude was doing this. And he said his new attorney said the old guy, David Kenner, quote, used an experimental AI program to write his closing argument, which made frivolous arguments, conflated the schemes, and failed to highlight key weaknesses in the government's case. Man, that's a complex plot right there.
Yeah, it is. That whole AI taking over the world of lawyering is really interesting. It's backfired a few times in the last year.
And $88 million from China to Obama's campaign? What now?
We'll have a little of what the president said in Israel coming up, among other things. If you miss a segment, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
And paid for by Case Legal Media. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those on the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they
they deserve. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-348-9161. Don't wait. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-348-9161. That's 800-348-9161. Again, 800-348-9161.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey friends, please join us at Redding Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Redding and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introducing to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Fact that yesterday was maybe the worst day in major media's history, and the damage they did to the things they seem to care about. Speaking of the New York Times and others, but before we get to that, the president was speaking in Israel just a little bit ago, live. Really quite a heck of a trip to go to an active war zone. For a variety of reasons, politically and just security-wise, but here's a little of that.
For those who are grieving, a child, a parent, a spouse, a sibling, a friend, I know you feel like there's that black hole in the middle of your chest. Oh. You feel like you're being sucked into it. The survivor's remorse, the anger, the questions of faith in your soul, starting at staring at that empty chair, sitting Shiva, the first Sabbath without them, the scent when you open the closet door, the bend of his smile, the perfect pitch of her laugh, the giggle of her little boy, the baby. For those who have lost loved ones, this is what I know. They'll never be truly gone. There's something that's never fully lost. Your love for them and their love for you. And I promise you, you'll be walking along some days and say, what would she or he want me to do?
Okay, so that's the empathizing with the horrifying brutality. Do we have any of the commentary? I didn't know what the clips were. Do we have any policy stuff, though? Because he was talking mostly about standing with Israel and super strong words on that sort of stuff. Do we have any of that? Or I can just paraphrase it. It's the same thing he said earlier in the week. And very unequivocal, 100%, Israel will always exist and will always be there for you, blah, blah, blah. That sort of stuff that supporters of Israel have been very happy with. And some of my favorite right-wing pundits have called it the most supportive Israeli speech by any U.S. president ever. So he's continuing that rhetoric, if you were wondering. To the hospital attack yesterday, well, let me go with a couple of different takes on this. I won't mention everybody's name, but these are the sort of people that I find more or less unimpeachable. So after all the drama yesterday, it turns out the Gaza hospital wasn't bombed. The parking lot was. 500 people didn't die. I don't know what the number is they're calling it now, but it's quite a bit fewer than 500. Oh, and the rocket wasn't from Israel. It was from a failed rocket that Palestinian terrorists shot at Israel. Absolutely insane. And another comment on the whole thing of yesterday, as the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal immediately went with 500 killed as Israel bombs hospital. What? That's your headline? Turns out that's not true at all. You couldn't wait to find out? And you were going with the word of Hamas on this? Anyway, I like this take. The media is obviously left-wing biased, but in this case, they hurt everyone. Israel, Palestinians, the international community, everyone. The biggest political loser is Biden, who had hopes for achieving more on this trip. But to be clear, Hamas propaganda about the hospital attack last night was bought by the media, and the garbage from the terrorists was reported that got Jordan, Egypt, and PLO to pull out. The media hurt the cause for peace.
Yes, badly. Big, bold headlines. Blasted Gaza hospital kills more than 500, Palestinian officials say. When was the last time you saw a headline like, Jews have ruined Germany, says Hitler? Or, you know, I was wrongly, or mob boss wrongly convicted leading to disaster, according to mob boss lawyer. No, that's not the headline you go with in a news organization.
Well, and I was amazed by these headlines when they hit yesterday. I was like, what? Israel bombed a hospital? Was it on purpose or what? So when I went to the cable news channels, they all, obviously Fox was, but CNN and MSNBC also, all the hosts and guests were like, I don't know about this. General David Petraeus yesterday was on one of the shows and said, by the way, I'll take the side of the IDF, Israel, any day over Hamas. They're a democracy and the truth is going to come out and they know that. But so, any person with a brain was immediately highly skeptical. It wouldn't make any sense for Israel to bomb a hospital, certainly not on purpose. You're taking the word of Hamas, who's been always has lied, and so the truth has come out over time. So I don't know how the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal allowed that headline to get out. I realize they have woke newsrooms full of young people, but there's got to be some boss somewhere that thinks, let's hold on and see what the truth is before we go with a headline that inflammatory.
I'm mostly shocked by the Wall Street Journal. I don't know who their night editor was that wrote that blasted Gaza hospital kills more than 500, Palestinian officials say. But listen to a couple of the particulars in the story written by Omar Abdel Baki, Rory Jones, and Fatima Abdul Karim. Hamas and Palestinian officials blamed Israel and said at least 500 people were killed. That's your lead story. Israel's prime minister's office said there were clear indications that the blast was a misfire by Islamic Jihad. Okay, that's good. The source of the explosion couldn't be immediately verified, so that's funny you went with the headline you did. And then this factor, the decimation of the hospital, they explained what it was, reverberated across the Arab world, causing street protests and upending delicate diplomatic efforts to free hostages and create safe passage out of Gaza for foreign nationals. In Saudi Arabia, where Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had been pursuing a normalization pact with Israel, a royal advisor said the idea was now dead. The explosion and the allegation that Israel was responsible jeopardized years of efforts to build goodwill toward the Jewish state in the Arab and wider Muslim world. They go on and fill in some details. Okay, so every single result of the explosion was disaster for Israel. And yet, in your headline, in your lead, you suggest, yeah, Israel bombed that hospital. Now, is it possible it was some sort of terrible mistake? Yeah, sure. But why would you assume the opposite based on the word of Hamas? That's disgusting.
Well, and as I keep pointing out, because I was following this in real time yesterday, I just happened to be running errands, it wasn't like an hour, 90 minutes, before it became fairly clear that it was a Hamas rocket. That's still not known, certainly, but that the preponderance of evidence, the if you had to pick one, you would go with Hamas rocket misfiring, was more likely 90 minutes after the headlines. So why didn't you wait? And I think it's absolutely possible that those meetings with the king in Jordan and whoever else that Biden was going to meet with that got canceled wouldn't have got canceled if the first headlines had been, if they'd have waited, and the first headlines would have been Hamas rocket falls on hospital. That wouldn't have, they wouldn't have canceled the meetings over that.
Right, Islamic Jihad, whatever it was. Yeah, I would agree. And getting back to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman thing, saying the that pact idea is now dead, Iran and its proxies were desperate to end the talks between Israel and Saudi Arabia. The explosion in the hospital ended the talks between Israel and Saudi Arabia. That's not proof of something, but that's sure as hell some circumstantial evidence. Who stands to benefit?
Another tweet, Noah Rothman, National Review. This isn't a media criticism story. Diplomatic facilities are under attack. Meetings between heads of state have been canceled. People are being hurt as a result of these headlines. This is shaping up to be an unmitigated debacle for the news outlets whose instinct was to run with the Hamas version of the event. Absolutely. And another one from a well-known pundit. I don't want to hear any more crap about the need to censor speech to fight misinformation when the largest news organizations in the world uncritically spread terrorist propaganda that has such massive implications and could get people killed. Yeah, you're constantly, you got to weigh in on, we got to make sure there's no misinformation being spread around. You're the New York freaking Times, and you just had one of the biggest pieces of misinformation that happened to square with the terrorist wants ever.
That might lead to Armageddon, yeah.
You're worried some doctor saying the vaccine might not be good? needs to be shut down and censored, but you're willing to do that? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Wow.
That's horrifying. Boy, and an example number 1 million of why you can't have anybody deciding what's right or wrong in terms of news information. I mean,
well, and if I was going to nominate somebody to do it, it sure as hell wouldn't be the people who self-nominated, you know, and volunteered to do the gig for us.
Boy, that's one of the worst.
Facebook and the fact checkers and all those people.
That's one of the worst pieces of misinformation in history. We'll never be able to measure the damage, depending on how this unfolds. We'll never be able to measure the damage. It was done by those headlines yesterday that Biden didn't meet with various heads of state, that, as I said earlier, you're going to have people that will have in their mind Israel bombed a hospital for the rest of their lives.
Maybe I'll go to the New York Times newsroom and kick somebody in the junk. You can't blame me for it because I have no free will. That story coming up. Stay with us.
Oh, boy.
So, it's still October, but the holidays are coming up fast. Before your life goes into overdrive with the holidays, protect your home with SimpliSafe Home Security. You can get a brand new system today for 40% off.
Wow. So, experts love SimpliSafe. It was named the best home security system of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. It's just super-duper good, and now they've got a special deal for it.
Yeah, SimpliSafe is comprehensive protection for the whole home with advanced sensors that detect fires, floods, break-ins, of course, plus HD cameras for both inside and out, and it's powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a buck a day, half the cost of traditional systems.
We don't mention this enough. Backed by SimpliSafe's money-back guarantee, try SimpliSafe for 60 days, risk-free. If you don't love it, return your system for a full refund.
So for a limited time, save 40% on any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring Plan. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's interesting, isn't it, how you can feel when a cold hits you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just saying off the air, it's like a three-minute process of, well, I feel a little weird. 3 minutes later, you're like, yep, I'm sick.
That's what happened driving to work today. I thought, oh, my throat's a little, my nose is a little, and then it's very, very clear I have a cold. Just like
Michael's
night and day.
Dr. Cardi B gotten the chance to examine Jack yet? Has she come to a conclusion?
No, she hasn't yet. Issue?
Oh, we don't have that handy?
He'll
coronavirus!
By the way, a little plug for our One More Thing podcast, in which Michael told quite a story yesterday about his health situation that is news you could use and compelling in all kinds of different ways. So if you don't catch that extra segment that we do every single day, you should look for that wherever you find podcasts.
I'm glad you said that, because yesterday's was excellent and interesting and compelling. I thought Mondays, in which we discussed California's new plan for ebony alerts. Those are like amber alerts, but special ones for black people. And it turns out there are feather alerts for missing Native American people. Who knew this? There are silver alerts for missing oldsters, or blue alerts if somebody hurt a cop and disappeared or something. But so now we have like race-specific and like stereotype named alerts depending on your ethnicity in Cal Unicornia, where realism goes to die.
And the most likely result is there's so many of those alerts they cease to be a special event that gets people its attention. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, right, yeah. Exactly, because you can opt out and, you know, at some point it just becomes confusing. All right, well, honey, what's a silver alert again?
We got a pink alert. What's a pink alert? You got to look.
Well,
up
now
the
conceivably, depending on how somebody identifies, you could have somebody who's like black and Native heritage and elderly, which would be an ebony feather silver alert. I'm not sure I can rope in that fourth one easily, but it's possible.
I don't know.
So
if
do you get three different alerts, or do they have a combo, or what?
I don't know if this is going on all over the country, but we got the electronic signs in California on the freeways that originally were for, like, amber alerts and important information, and now they always have something up there. And yeah. I feel like that watered things down, too. Buzz driving is drunk driving, or whatever slogan they got up there. And just, whatever.
Read them or don't. I don't care. You don't have any free will anyway, that coming up.
Awesome. This is going to be some good, like, sophomore level college conversation about that.
Huh? Oh, at best.
Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. At up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Got some interesting tech stuff to tell you about in hour three. Biden's plane, Israelis robots that are going to go into the tunnels, and other things.
Michael, thanks for the rush. If this isn't my favorite song, because I don't have a favorite song, it's certainly in the top tier. Free Will by the Ferocious Canadian Threesome. All right, you can fade it down. That's fine. Stanford scientist is getting a lot of attention for his new book. His name is Robert Sapolsky, and in his new book, he posits that there's really no such thing as free will at all.
So what's free will again?
That human beings choose what they do to any real extent.
Control your soul's desire for freedom.
If I'm not choosing what I do, who is? I mean, what's the opposite of it? How's it an argument?
Biology, genetics, your external environment, etc. You have no choice, or practically no choice.
Like everything or just minor decisions?
Now, before I rip into this guy, I've read a profile of him, and he seems like a lovely chap. He's shy. He doesn't like conflict. He's been studying gorillas since he was a child. He spends a couple of months a year studying baboons and how they relate to each other.
Baboons.
He's an aging Robert Plant-looking dude, and I'm sure he's a nice fella. But after 40 years of studying humans and other primates, he's reached the conclusion that virtually all human behavior is as far beyond our conscious control as the convulsions of a seizure, the division of cells, or the beating of our hearts. This means accepting that a man who shoots into a crowd has no more control over his fate than the victims who happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, which is an abhorrent notion. It means treating drunk drivers who barrel into pedestrians just like drivers who suffer a sudden heart attack and veer out of their lane.
Well, is he saying this, or is somebody, I didn't catch, is this somebody's, the problem with his attitude? He's saying this?
No, that's what he believes.
Okay.
He says, and I quote directly, "The world is really screwed up and made much, much more unfair by the fact that we reward people and punish people for things they have no control over. We've got no free will. Stop attributing stuff to us that isn't there." He's a MacArthur Genius Grant winner, and he's extremely aware, he says, that he's got an out there position. He's more than aware of that. but I'll summarize some of the things he says. He says, "I'm really, really, really trying not to sound like a combative jerk in the book. I deal with human complexities by going and living in a tent. So, yeah, I'm not up for a lot of brawls about this." But anyway, let's see. Where is it? The book breaks down the neurochemical influences that contribute to human behaviors, analyzing the milliseconds to centuries preceding, say, the pulling of a trigger or the suggestive touching of an arm. If it's impossible for any single neuron or any single brain to act without influence from factors beyond its control, Sapolsky argues there can be no logical room for free will.
So we just feel like we're making all these decisions?
Yeah. And they go, yeah, we have time for this. That's good. We know we make worse decisions when hungry, stressed, or scared. We know our physical makeup is influenced by genes inherited from distant ancestors and by our mother's health during her pregnancy. Abundant evidence indicates that people who grew up in homes marked by chaos and deprivation will perceive the world differently and make different choices than people raised in a safe, stable, resource-rich environment, which is beyond our control. But like everything is beyond our free will. If you reach out right now and pick up a pen, was that insignificant action somehow preordained? Yes, Sapolsky says, both in the book and to countless students who've asked the same question during office hours. What the student experiences as a decision to grab the pen is preceded by a jumble of competing impulses beyond his or her conscious control. And then they go into some.
See, I don't know why. I know a lot of people are really into this sort of thing, but like I mentioned, I have a friend that was a PhD, master's, Berkeley guy, and he started into this one time, and it's like he was hoping to engage in this conversation. I just don't care. I mean, it's just not that I don't care, but it's just like I just don't know. I just can't engage in it.
I have tried to engage in, like, philosophy, and I always get to, like, chapter two and think, I'm going to go do something productive. Right. You people are just gazing at your navels and arguing about the utterly unknowable. You know, again, seems like a gentle old, you know, hippie baboon scientist. Maybe we have less free will than we would like to think. Maybe we are shaped by our upbringing, our environment, and our genes, because of course we are. But there's plenty of free will. And I suggest you exercise it to the best of your abilities, because then you'll have better outcomes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, that would radically change the way the judicial system is structured, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.